just one halakha in the laws of Shavua, Shehal Bo, Tisha B'Av. Whether we like it or not, there are certain laws as we get closer to Tisha B'Av that start to kick in. Specifically the week of Tisha B'Av, there are a lot of stringent laws that were specifically designed in order to remember the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Shavua Shehal Bo Tisha B'Av begins this Motzei Shabbat. And of course it runs through and including the day of Tisha B'Av itself. So that would be, let's say, from Motzei Shabbat until Thursday, including Thursday, which would be Tisha B'Av. One law that Maran brings down in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph Sa'if Gimal is that it is forbidden during the week of Tisha B'Av to wash clothes, which means doing laundries, or for that matter sending clothes to the cleaners to clean them is asur. For that matter, it's also asur as well to wear freshly laundered garments. The reason why I say this halakha is because you have to prepare from before the week of Tisha B'Av to make sure that you have enough garments that were not freshly laundered. How does one make a garment not freshly laundered? Halakha says that if you wear it for a few minutes and you sweat already, so then already the garment is not considered freshly laundered and you'd be able to wear it during the week of Tisha B'Av. So for example, a person knows now he has a long week of Shavua Shehal Bo. You have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's the longest scenario possible. So therefore, starting now, a person will start wearing a shirt for a couple of minutes, especially now it's hot. Walks outside even for a minute, he can take it off, and that's considered a garment that was worn already once. Now already during the week of Tisha B'Av, you can wear that garment. For that matter, a person wears a suit, or undergarments, or socks. This includes not only begadim, but it includes as well towels. It includes tablecloths. It includes handkerchiefs, which means the halakha is all-encompassing of all garments, whether you wear them or not. So therefore, one should be careful to make the preparations starting from now. In the event a person did not prepare garments, let's say it's Shabbat already, Shabbat Hazon, this Shabbat, he didn't prepare any of his garments. So the Ben Ish Chai says, on Friday night you could wear one set of garments, and then Shabbat morning, you could change those set of garments and wear a different set. So at least now you have two sets for the coming week. Certainly that wouldn't be enough. That's why we're telling you to start to make the preparations now, so you'll have what to wear. The question was asked, what about new shoes? Let's say a person bought new shoes this week, before Rosh Chodesh, and he wants to wear them during the week of Tisha B'Av for the first time. Halakha says mutar. Hakamim did not make a gezerah on shoes, it was only on clothes. Last question regarding shining shoes during the week of Tisha B'Av. Hakam Ben Sion writes in Orle Tzion Chelek Gimel Perek Chaf Zayin that it's mutar to shine shoes during the week of Tisha B'Av. That was not part of the gezerah.